Monday Night Football, and Dak Prescott threw for 3 touchdowns, and the Cowboys turned 3 Daniel Jones turnovers into 13 points. They win at 37-18 over the Giants in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Ezekiel Elliott ran for a season-high 139 yards. Dallas is 5-3. The Giants fall to 2-7. And former NFL player Kellen Winslow Jr. pled guilty on Monday to raping an unconscious teenager in 2003 and also guilty to sexual battery involving a 54-year-old hitchhiker. He entered those pleas just moments before he was about to be retried on 6 felonies, including kidnapping. It would have sent him to prison for life if he was convicted. Now, in exchange for those guilty pleas, the court agreed to sentence him to between 12 and 18 years in prison for the 2 charges and dismiss the others. Milwaukee beat Minnesota 134-106 NBA basketball Monday night. James Harden had 44. Houston, a winner over Memphis, 107-100. Golden State, the new arena, their first win, 127-118 over Portland. Devin Booker had 40 points. Phoenix hands Philadelphia their first loss of the season, 114-109. Kyrie Irving had 39. Brooklyn gets a 135-125 win over New Orleans. And Washington beat Detroit 115-99. Los Angeles Angels outfielder Mike Trout, Houston third baseman Alex Bregman, and Oakland shortstop Marcus Semien, the final 3 for the American League MVP. Washington third baseman Anthony Rendon of the Nationals, Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Cody Bellinger, and Milwaukee's Christian Yelich, the final 3 in the National League. The Manager of the Year nominees, the Yankees' Aaron Boone, Rocco Baldelli of Minnesota, and Tampa Bay's Kevin Cash. In the National League, you've got Craig Counsell of Milwaukee, Mike Schilt of St. Louis, and Brian Snitker of Atlanta. Now, the Rookie of the Year, they'll be announced next Monday, November 11th. That'll be followed by the Manager of the Year on the 12th, Cy Young Award winners on the 13th, and the MVPs on November 14th. Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the IndyCar series, sold to Penske Entertainment. It relinquishes control of the Speedway from the Holman family after 74 years. It was Tony Holman who bought the Speedway back in 1945, and Roger Penske becomes just the 4th owner of the 110-year-old Speedway. Football, where Iowa State returns to the spot, a breakthrough win in 2017 at Oklahoma. It was 2 years ago. The Cyclones stunned the third-ranked Sooners 38-31. They would go on to post 8 wins. It was Matt Campbell's 2nd season as head coach.
You're constantly talking about what you're going to do and then finally having the ability to put some proof to maybe the vision that you have for your program. And, you know, I think that football season in general for us allowed us to put some proof into the vision that we thought we would have for where Iowa State football could be and could go.
Game time is set for 7 o'clock Saturday night. It will be on Fox. Iowa State officials also announcing the next home game, November 16th, a week from Saturday against Texas. That will begin at 2:30 at Jack Trice Stadium on Fox Sports 1. Joe Wieskamp at 19 points, 5 Hawkeyes in double figures. Iowa rolls to a 96-58 rout of Lindsey Wilson College last night at the Carver Hawkeye Arena. Hawkeyes led it 17-5 early, led it 53-26 at halftime. They open the regular season against Southern Illinois Edwardsville, 8 o'clock on Friday night. A day before the season kicks off, Iowa State's men's basketball coach Steve Prohm, he said that newcomers Luke Anderson and Marcidas Leach both plan to transfer.
There's a lot that accompanies playing here, you know, from a standpoint of, you know, being great community, the classroom, the court. I mean, you know, we've had a great run. We've had great guys come through here. And so, like I told both of them, you know, I'm going to do whatever I can for the number one guy, the 13th guy. If they need my help, I'll do whatever I can to help those guys.
Anderson is from Florida. He took Iowa State, had offers from Kansas State, Ole Miss, Xavier, and Georgia. And Leach was an elite recruit, but he broke his leg, had a serious leg injury. He picked Iowa State, neither expected to play a big role for the Cyclones this season. Iowa State begins tonight. Mississippi Valley State at Hilton Coliseum. 7 o'clock is game time. Northern Iowa, their men's basketball team, opens the regular season Tuesday night. Ben Jacobson and the Panthers entertain Old Dominion.
And I think you would remember playing them twice last year early in the season. They went on to, I believe, win Conference USA, and they've got a good group back. Just a terrific way to open our season.
And Northern Iowa, they have 10 players back from last year, including six seniors. Wrestling Iowa, they've had an outstanding recruiting week, and Sunday picked up another commitment, this time from Colorado standout Cameron Lucero. He's 2021 recruiting class, could be about a 157-pounder in college. Now, he's starting his junior season in wrestling this winter. He was a state runner-up at 132 as a freshman, won a state title at 145 last season, and has a 76-win, 8 losses, and that entering his junior season. Meanwhile, it's winter sports. That's the topic of conversation tonight in Newton. It'll be the Newton Winter Sports Parent Meeting that is set for 5:45 Tuesday night in the Newton High School Auditorium.